This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
That's right. We are starting now. It is In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula. What a way that these fine folks dismount. It's always fun every day.
Yes,
and
sir.
It'll continue to be fun as we chug along for the next 4 hours here on Sports Radio 610, getting you ready for a little bit of a fun football game. Are you interested at all in this?
Very interested,
Texans,
in this game.
Chiefs,
very, very much.
Saturday noon. It should be fun as we continue to move towards that. Get involved with the program, mind you. YouTube and Twitch are up and running. Sports Radio 610 on YouTube, 610 Houston on Twitch, and then also the text line, always there for you, 713-572-4610. And I guess before I even get to like the first topic, mm-hmm. as we're moving towards Texans, the Texans thing that did just break, not too long ago, you heard the fellows of Payne and Pendergast talking about it just earlier. Kenyon Green activated from IR. It's the seventh activation. You have a total mm-hmm. of eight on the season, so you have space for one more if you want to use it. But what did you read into the idea of Kenyon Green finally coming off of the IR? Obviously, his practice window had been open as he practiced last week.
Yeah.
But now he's officially off IR. Any chance in your mind that this offensive line shakes up again?
No. I don't think there's any chance at all. You don't change this offensive line. And we talked about that yesterday. The Kenyon Green thing to me, I think, is interesting because, keep in mind, he alternated reps with Zach Thomas last week, right? Reportedly.
That was the report, yeah.
Reportedly alternated reps.
That they split reps.
I think they've made a decision. I think they've decided we're going to go with Kenyon Green as our depth piece, not Zach Thomas. And so I think that's about all this is. I can't fathom them changing their offensive line now, especially to Kenyon Green if he's in fact the alternate choice here. So I think that's all that is. It's like, okay, they brought in Zach Thomas. Keep in mind they picked him up off of waivers in November.
Yeah, played with the Patriots. Yeah. He had played, I think, guard once. Yeah. Was week three.
Yeah,
earlier this year.
So they picked him up in November. I think this is a classic case of, hey, maybe there's something there. Let's give him a legitimate chance, kick the tires, as they like to say, and they did. And they gave him a legitimate chance. They, he was alternating reps last week. They ended up going with Titus Howard. I think now they've decided Kenyon Green is our backup.
And Titus Howard's your starting left guard, and Blake Fisher's your starting right tackle, and you move on with that.
Let's go.
You were excited about that, weren't you?
I was excited about that. Because I like this offensive, more so because I like this offensive line, the potential of it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see if that potential means something to you. What's the secret sauce over the next three games? You're the sauce man yourself.
I am the sauce. You know, I didn't even think of that. Thank you.
Really? You didn't? I thought that was the whole point.
It should have been.
I'm surprised that you did not consider that in this. But yeah, what's the secret sauce over the next three games for this Texas team and into the playoffs?
Yeah.
When it comes to trying to get victories, which is obviously always the goal, right? You play to win the game. Hello, shout out to Herm Edwards. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what's the secret sauce? What is the path to victory for this team? Not just in this Kansas City game, but Baltimore, Tennessee, and in the first round and further in the playoffs.
See, that's the thing. You know, I think it's safe to say we are more, I'm not going to say much more, but we are more optimistic today than we were a week ago. Is that safe to say about this team?
Actually want to see what the listenership would say in that regard. 713-572-4610. Like, are you more optimistic about this team than you were
a week ago?
I was going to try and count out the hours, and I realized I'm not that good at math.
Because what we saw from the defense, clearly a dominant, I think we can safely say that, a dominant defense.
That was very much a dominant performance.
CJ Stroud, much more confident, looked a little bit more like himself. He wasn't overwhelmingly good, but looked a little bit more like himself. They're using Tank Dell in special teams. I think he's going to end up breaking something here pretty soon. And then the offensive line showed a little something. Okay? So what's the secret sauce to keep that optimism?
Yeah, I want to see just how high you feel about this offensive line.
I'm going to put them in order.
Okay.
I'm going to put them in order.
Rank the sauces.
Because I think it's something that we can certainly discuss. And I'm interested to see if you guys, you and Figgy, rank them the same. To me, the number one secret sauce ingredient is Christian Harris. Like,
interesting.
I still can't get over how damn near dominant he was in his first game and how much he played. And we forget that he's still 23 years old. And
that is wild.
He's 23. Though. He's 23.
Incredible.
How much he's taken to
D'Amico book.
How much he's taken. How old is he anyway? How much he's taken to D'Amico's system and where he can go from here. And not only that, and you mentioned this yesterday, we discussed it. Your three levels on the defense have all pro caliber players on the edges on the front, all pro cornerback caliber. You might have the makings of that at linebacker. And if you do, then that dominant defense can take you a long, long way.
If we're talking about like parts of the team, I feel like you misstepped on part number one. Like so John, mm-hmm. and you know I don't frequently call you that. Might we be succumbing to a little bit of recency bias?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we acknowledge.
Absolutely.
And not saying that Christian Harris can't be all that in a bag of chips, right? There is a 90s reference for you. I hope it makes you feel old. But yeah, man, like, I'm not saying that he can't be all of those things, but mm-hmm. it feels like, hey, man, if we're talking about a mm-hmm. like tip of the spear when it comes to this Texans team and how they get things done, it has to start with your defensive ends. It has to start with your defensive line.
Well,
it has
they're
to start
on with this that list. Pressure.
And that's what I'm saying. It needs to be the top of it. I'm surprised that you would, like, that is where I start immediately, right?
I get
it. What kind of pressure can you generate? Because the things in the back end, salute to Derek Stingley, right? All-pro Sting. Salute mm-hmm. to Caleb Book. Salute to Kamari Lassiter. Like, there's a lot of salutes that we can give mm-hmm. on the back end of this defense. All of that is a lot easier to sustain when you have Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter bearing down on a quarterback. I think that is what makes this thing go. Like, we should absolutely start there. That is the starting point.
And I totally get that. All I'm saying is you're getting a gift from the football gods here, you know, down the stretch. You know what you're getting on the edges. You know what you're getting from Derek Stingley.
And they
are on this list. I'll get to them in just a second. What I'm saying is, and it's a big little word, if this is the starting point for Christian Harris, where's he going to end up and what's he going to do for this squad?
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know, and that's a good question to ask because one of those things that, you know, you kind of hold as a truism, at least I hold as a truism that I try and throw out there to, you know, make sure that I'm not forgetting the way that the world works. Development isn't linear, mm-hmm. right? And I think in this way as well, he has come back, and yeah, he missed a lot of time, and I do hope that there is still progress to be gained, even within this relatively short period of time of the next month of football or what have you, mm-hmm. and hopefully longer. But I can't necessarily assume that, okay, well, he started here and it's going to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
No, and that's why I said the recency bias, yeah. I get. Yeah. And I'm all in.
But Harris absolutely made a big difference. Shout out to 713. You are correct with that. But yeah, I'm not certain, right? And, yeah. But I do like him here. It just feels like.
Well, keep in mind, you know, the topic here is secret sauce. You
okay.
Know?
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's a secret sauce.
And that's a very evident sauce when you go Will Anderson Jr. Yeah. That is what is that?
No secret.
That is KNC. That's KC masterpiece.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Ooh, gross. Oh, anyway, did I say that out loud?
I don't know. I was like, what's the most obvious sauce?
OG
sweet
sauce.
Sweet baby Ray's.
Yeah.
OG okay. sauce. Anyway, number two.
But okay.
Secret sauce, and it qualifies as a secret sauce. CJ Stroud.
Yeah, right now I feel real secret. Mm-hmm. I would like it to be a little bit more commonplace. We were all expecting that to be something.
He's supposed to be the brisket, man.
Yeah, he is.
Man, who are you telling? And I think one of the big things about this, which ties into like outside of just like the people that are the secret sauce, like the things that you actually have on the field that are the secret sauce. Hey, man, being able to red zone scoring and then third downs, picking up third downs. And some of this has been like keeping yourself in within reach or within shouting distance of first downs, right? Yeah. Being better on first and second downs so that third downs, you give yourself an opportunity to convert. Mm-hmm. But CJ Stroud being better in those circumstances, being more comfortable as we saw a little bit more of in this game on Sunday, in addition to just like feeling more like himself, hitting his passes, you know, being able to move and manage the pocket well, like that absolutely would go a long way in making this offense more effective. We were talking yesterday with B. Scott when he came in the final hour of the show, and it does feel like this defense is championship caliber. Can win you can win a championship with this defense 100%. It only requires a little bit from the offense to carry to help, and I think some of that is either situationally getting big plays or sustaining drives, right? One or two or both of those things, right? And you can get a lot closer to both of those things if CJ Stroud is playing at a somewhat increased level. I don't even know how high the increase of level of play CJ Stroud has to have for that to change. But I think if you get a little bit of an increase there, and of course it's not all him. Sometimes it's like,
but it's a lot of him right now.
It does feel like there's enough of him where we can single it
because we
saw
the hints,
right? But you know, sometimes you can see wide receivers maybe like a miscommunication with routes or what have you. I think we had one of those, oddly enough, with Nico Collins on the left side of the field in this game. But yeah, if you see an increase there, I think that goes a long way.
Number three and let me explain why this is the secret sauce, because he's no secret anymore, is Jarek Stingley. And the reason I'm saying he's the secret sauce is because we've reached the point in his game where opposing teams, every team you face from here until the end of the season, is going to game plan for Jarek Stingley. They're going to figure out how to take advantage of the Texans defense away from Jarek Stingley. He is at that level. So the secret sauce being
that, I mean, honestly,
you've changed the way they look at you.
Yeah, and it's been wild. I think everybody that's closer to the Texans has looked at it as like, why are y'all throwing at him?
Yeah.
And it feels like you might get to that point where he gets the level of respect where they stop throwing at him.
I think that's what's going to happen.
No, we're not calling him the closer, 713.
Yes, he is.
Not doing it.
The closer. I heard that Seth and Sean were all about the closer nickname.
Is that what you heard?
Man, were they just trying to get this?
You know what? I gave you your Christmas present earlier today. I probably should have gotten you some, like, I don't know, what do they call the ear cleaner thing? Yeah. I know we're not supposed to use Q-tips anymore. There's some other way that you're supposed to melt that earwax. Apparently, you need that.
Well, maybe I heard wrong. Number four, I mean, it could easily be higher, but the offensive line. We have a template, you know? That's the best way I could put it.
That's the thing that I find interesting, because this game, I don't know if it'll be like a full litmus test on the offensive line. Chris Jones is a bad, bad man, right? In fact, I might actually let D'Amico Ryans tell you. As D'Amico Ryans, this is cut eight here, Figgy, he was asked about Chris Jones and how important he is to this Kansas City defense.
He sure was. He was.
He sure was.
I heard.
Man.
Make sure you know where 95 is at all times, man. This Chris is a man, outstanding player. Size, strength, like pass rush ability. Not only inside, he lines up outside, can get it on the edge as well. Does a great job of batting passes down. Just totally impacts the game for them. And you see why he's been, a dominant defensive tackle in this league. because just, man, his pure will, strength, everything about him, like, he's a great player. So for us, you have to have awareness where 95 is. No one can fall asleep on 95. You got to make sure you're aware. And you got to go challenge him. You got to compete. Like, and that's what this game is about, and that's what I'm most excited about. They have really good players. We got good players. Let's put the ball down, compete, see what happens.
So, like,
he's a bad dude.
He is a bad dude, right, as evidenced by the head coach of this Texas team. However, who they got outside of him? Like, this team, this Kansas City Chiefs team, does not generate a ton of pressure. They're bottom half of the league, or right about middle of the league, when it comes to pressure generation, and a lot of that is Chris Jones, to the point where they had to move him. They've moved him around and moved him to the outside to try and generate some pass rush and clear passing downs.
And they will continue to.
And they will. Yeah. But I think what that speaks to is, hey, especially with getting your best five on the line, right, by moving Titus in and then bringing Blake Fisher out on the right tackle spot, right? I think you have bigger guys, stronger guys, at least in theory, if they can utilize that strength. Maybe you can neutralize that a little bit, and then you look down the rest of the season as well. I don't know that you have a whole bunch of real high pass generation or pass rush generation or pressure generation guys. This might be a template for you to get some things done just off the strength of having stronger guys online.
It is the template. And number five on my top five secret sauce over the next three games and into the postseason are Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, and not just because of what we know about them. You know, we know they can wreck games. But because if Patrick Mahomes plays, he's going to be damn near a sitting duck back there. And the edges outside in are going to be, you know, just hugely important. You know, hugely important to keep him inside, push him up the middle. You know, he's still Patrick Mahomes, but, you know, they're not quite the same offense they were in the past. And if you have a little less of a Patrick Mahomes, you're going to get a lot more of Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson.
Yeah, and that's just this game, right? If we're talking about winning games moving forward, like, one of the things that's real interesting, and this is going to be quite a test on Christmas Day, keeping Lamar Jackson in a pocket, right? Yeah. If you can manage to keep him contained, because that's something that this Texans defensive front, they've had to do at various times, and they've done pretty well. I harken back to Week 5 versus the Bills, where you had Josh Allen, obviously another dude in a different way that has, you know, I was about to say has legs. Yes, obvious. but, like, obviously knows how to use them in a way that can be detrimental to defenses. They did a good job of kind of corralling him. That's a whole different level, right? And that also is something that, in addition to going and getting the quarterback, is going to fall on Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and, of course, the rest of the defensive line, but particularly those guys on the edges to make sure that they are containing. Yeah. So there's that. I mean, I don't know how much I want to talk about the quarterback play of the Titans, but then you get into the playoffs, and obviously that's going to matter a whole bunch.
And that means Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, you know, healthy, coming, you know, off the edges and changing games.
Some other things that came in on the text line during the course of this. Can't forget Tank Dell as being some secret sauce. Yeah, no, that would be huge. In fact, the big third down conversion that you got that looked kind of Patrick Mahomes-esque from CJ Stroud in this game on Sunday was to Tank Dell, right? You almost got a little bit of restoring of the feeling of last year when those guys would connect on kind of scramble drill type type situations. Good God. and getting him involved, getting him active, not just in the passing routes, but on the reverse, which was, in fact, the longest run of the game outside of the Damian Pierce. Not Damian Pierce. We will talk more about Damian Pierce later. Outside of the Dario Ogunbowale fake punt handoff that he took for, what was that, 30, 40 yards?
Yeah.
Getting him involved in that way, getting him involved in the punt return. Yeah, using that explosion, that well of pace that he has would be very helpful against some of these teams, making them have to worry about more than just a few things on offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Texter brought this up. If there's an honorable mention secret sauce down the road, it's when Azeez Al-Shaahr gets back.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
That's what I'm excited about, man.
Yeah. Christian Harris. Yeah. I've thought about this like a soccer, like midfield, where you have a pair of midfielders together and they just accentuate each other.
Yeah.
And I just the lateral movement, the speed, the quickness that Christian Harris demonstrates, as you mentioned, is 23 years old, with the veteran savvy that Azeez Al-Shaahr has and the physicality that he's able to bring out of the entirety of this defense, that's going to be problems
gonna be a big
for teams.
Problem.
And, of course, that helps your defense as they continue to be one of the best in the league. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Wednesday where all sorts of things are happening. A couple of giveaways to the Kinders Texas Bowl during the 11
four
o'clock.
Four packs, right?
Yes, four packs, in fact. During the 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock hours, we'll be giving those away. And then sandwiched in between those, your chance to win another $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. Maybe you want to pick up some OG sauce.
Dang,
you
right.
can do it. Make sure you listen here and get a chance to win that $50 gift card in the middle of this show. But coming up next, we're going to have Adam Spillane at 10:40. So we'll do our question of the day. And inspired by a very messy situation in baseball, what's the most awkward situation or relationship you've had with an ex? We'll talk about that next on Sports Radio 610.